This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Outside the Round. Today, a very special guest. One of my favorite dudes coming up in the scene. I got to see him at the CRS Big Machine Luncheon this year, and it blew me away. He's a native of the great state of Ohio. As I like to call it, the people's I.O., baby. we have got our boy, Preston Cooper, here today. Preston, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
It's good to finally, like, formally meet you, bro.
Yeah, for sure. You too. Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Hell yeah, man. So, how has life been going?
Busy. I've been on the road a lot. I just started a radio tour actually last week, so that started up, flying everywhere. I'm also, you know, on the tour run with Cameron Marlowe, and it's been a blast. So
that's wild, dude. Yeah. So we got to back up. Fredericktown, Ohio.
Yes.
Population 2,000.
Something like that. Yeah.
Now you're flying around the country to get your song, to have your song played on the radio. You're here in Nashville, Tennessee. Just the whirlwind of what a difference a year can make, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot. It's like I say, it's going from a small hometown bar, you know, to another state and then to the country, to the world. It's just so wild. It's pretty cool.
That's wild, man. So tell me a little bit about growing up in Fredericktown. What's the small town in Ohio like?
Man, it's a farm town. You know, I grew up on a farm. My grandparents have cattle and goats and chickens and all that stuff. And we baled a lot of hay and splitting wood. And I love to hunt, man. I grew up hunting all my life. So it's a kind of Fredericktown, you know, that type of growing up. So living.
That's awesome. I'd say people don't realize Ohio is one of the countryest places that you could possibly go. Sure, there's some cities. Sure, you have some great college towns. You have some big cities. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of farmland up there, man.
Oh, there is. It's very flat. Yeah. Very flat.
Yeah, it's very flat. It's wide open. And people love hunting. They love fishing. They love farming. They and they really love country music.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's wild up there, man. And that's kind of where our Raised Rowdy story started was. We always say that Raised Rowdy started in a field in Fort Loramie, Ohio, at a country concert. A place that you're
country
familiar
concert.
With.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. Playing there this year.
Yeah, dude. Closing out the saloon stage.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Which
I'm
will
excited.
Be sick. And you've been there before, right?
I have, yeah, last year. Yeah.
Last year. Was last year your first year going to that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was quite an experience getting to witness all that.
It's wild, man. Yeah. It's crazy. So I have on here, you were a mailman?
I was. Yeah, I started the post office after high school. And I went to college for like 2 weeks, and I was like, this ain't for me. So I was like, I need a job. So I applied at the post office, got the job, which was surprising. And I walked 14 miles a day carrying mail, and I got the reputation as a singing mailman in my hometown. So it was quite an experience. It was really cool.
How do you think having that time to yourself where you're walking 14 miles a day helped you get where you're at? Like having that time to write songs. Like I know that's where Week kind of came from.
Yeah, I would put a recorder in my bag and just sing melodies all day long, you know. Kept my mind busy. Because after a while you get, it's like second nature, muscle memory. You just know the address. You're just throwing the mail in. Like it's not even a thought. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's wild. Now, when does it become, oh shoot, I gotta come to Nashville. I gotta pack up and leave my hometown. I'm not tossing out mail anymore. I'm gonna be writing songs.
I was playing lots of gigs on the weekends and during the week as well, and I was making more money doing that. And I love music anyway, so I was like, I told my boss, I was like, hey, I quit. I wanna go play music for a living. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, and he respected it. He's like, go do it, you know, go live your dreams. So I quit and started playing gigs, and then 3 months later, I had a special gig in Toledo, and we'll get to that later, but that's how I really got, you know, moving down here and just started playing tons of gigs.
Now, when you talk about these gigs, is this just kind of popping up acoustically, just singing covers and whatever little bit you had written kind of thing?
Yep, exactly right. You know, 3 to 4 hour gigs at bars and stuff, solo.
Yeah.
Lots of that.
I feel like that's important in the development, though, because there's a lot of guys and girls that'll kind of pop off and haven't played a show before.
Yeah, I'm so glad I did. Like, I'm so thankful for all those 3 hour gigs because I wouldn't be who I am now on stage without those gigs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. You got, before you really know how to play in front of a lot of people, you got to play some gigs in front of not a lot of people.
You do. Yep. That's the hardest part, is playing in front of like 10 people. Yeah. Most nerve-wracking. No.
Yeah. What kind of cover songs were you coming off of with the Rip?
Oh, geez. You know, Chris Stapleton, Broken Halos, Tennessee Whiskey, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah, all that stuff. Like old Bob Seger covers, and yeah, I'm into the old music.
So. Yeah, what's it like being such a young guy and loving that older music? Is that just what you grew up on, listening to with like your parents, your grandparents, stuff like that?
Yeah, I was. All my friends in high school too, we all listened to the same stuff. So Journey.
Nice.
We were into that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. Super cool. My mom always listened to like Bob Seger and Kenny Rogers growing up, so.
Yeah, I remember that was one of the ones that my dad would have, was like the Bob Seger live album.
Yep.
And listening to like Kathmandu and old time rock and roll, like the live record.
It's good stuff, man.
Yeah, dude, they don't make it like
Night Moves.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
One of my favorites.
The good stuff, brother. The good stuff. So you talk about how Toledo's a big spot for you, and you announced last week Toledo Talking.
Yeah.
You've put out these, you've seen success with these songs that you've put out, and it's we're in April right now, and you've only been putting out songs since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And to see it all kind of just happening so fast, what's the rocket ship kind of felt like?
Fast, you know, it's like I'm just kind of riding the wave. That's what I always say. Just ride the wave, man. You know, just along for the ride. But I'm just very thankful for all of it, you know, and thanks to the good Lord for just, you know, making the path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have there been any moments where you've kind of had that doubt and you felt that higher power kind of pushing you? Is there one moment that kind of stands out with this whole journey?
Sure, man. I mean, you know, before I moved to Nashville, you know, I'd pray and I was like, man, I just want to be busy. I wanted to be busy because I quit my job and I was like, I got to get more gigs and just, how do I do it? You know, how do I do it? And then, you know, Toledo happened and I moved to Nashville and it was like, wow, that prayer was answered. So, because now it's like 100 miles an hour and it don't slow down. Not yet, anyway.
It don't. And it's not going to for a while. So talk about that special night in Toledo where you meet the Warren Brothers.
Yeah, so I got a call from this dude, Mitchell, and he was putting on this like fundraiser thing. And he's like, hey, dude, I seen you at this brewery in Bowling Green. And he's like, you would be great to open up for this event. So I went up. It was like a two-hour drive. And these songwriters were there, and it was the Warren Brothers. I didn't know them, though. I had no idea who they were, what they've written. You know, but I knew all their songs. I just had no clue who they were.
Yeah.
And so I played 45 minutes, opened up during cocktail hour acoustically. And him and his brother came out of the green room, the meet and greet. They were in a meet and greet at the time. And I seen him walk out, and they were just standing at the very back of this ballroom in Toledo, at this Holiday Inn. It was the most cheesy gig ever. And they're just crossing their arms. They're just looking at each other, shaking their heads, you know, and I'm singing these covers. And they watched like three songs and then walked back. And then after I was done, the guy that booked me was like, hey, the Warren Bros want to talk to you when you're done. I was like, oh, okay. So I packed up my gear and walked back. I opened these double doors in the green room. They were eating dinner. I walked in. They just look at me and they stand up. But they gave me a huge hug. And they're like, Preston, who are you? And why are you in Ohio? You know, like, you know, they just want to know me. So we talked for like an hour before their show, and just became great friends. And they're like, you want to come to Nashville in like 3 weeks? We're playing the Bluebird. I was like, what? It was so wild. And they're like, yeah, you should play with us. And so I drove down 3 weeks later, and my mom's like, are you sure they're not serial killers? Like, you know, it was pretty funny. And so, yeah, we came down and wrote some songs. Stayed at their place, and then we played the Bluebird, and that was actually the first day I came down. Week was recorded that same day. That was the first song we ever recorded.
And was that your first trip down here?
Or yep. Been,
wow.
First trip ever I've been here, and that was Week happened.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah.
But again, everything, it's a sign. Everything kind of happens for a reason.
It does. I 100% believe
you. You ask for guidance and an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets delivered.
Yeah, no kidding. It was a wild, wild experience. So I won't forget it.
Yeah, dude. And to have that validation, but to have guidance from two guys, yeah. The Warren brothers.
Yeah, they're like, I always say they're like two German shepherds sitting on either side of me, protecting me. But no, it's cool.
That's wild, man. Yeah. So you put out Weak, and that song just, that's the one that really hit me watching you at the CRS luncheon, which, what was it like going through that experience too? Because that's not something that people, that usually takes a while for somebody to get to that level and get in that room with that many radio people and distributors and everything.
Well, I don't think I was fully aware of how big of a deal it was.
Which is kind of a good thing.
It is, because I didn't know what to expect. You know, they just told me, you know, hey, treat it like a real show.
Yeah.
Like there's, you know, 5,000 girls just jumping up and down. Just treat it just like that. And I'm like, okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
And so I went out and just ripped it up with the band. By the way, the band was killer.
Oh, dude.
Some of those guys played on my record. Oh, my gosh. You're amazing.
Yeah.
And it was actually funny. The bass player played on Weak on the record.
Really?
He was excited. When he seen me walk on stage, he's like, there he is. Yeah, it was a pretty cool moment. But, two standing ovations was very surprising.
Yeah, I was one of those guys standing up, man. I had heard about you and what you've been doing, and obviously checked out the little bit that you had out at that point. And it's just this train keeps rolling, and then you release like Weak that just kind of electrifies, and then you go to One More Place I've Never Been, where it's like that ballad style, which again is, you're an old soul in a 21-year-old body.
Yeah.
So talk about that one a little bit.
Oh, man, One More Place. It's like rock and roll, very, you know, rock. But we wrote that song. I did write that with the Warren Brothers. So it was like my second trip down to Nashville. And, you know, once again, all these songs are from my trips I made down before I moved, which is really crazy. But we were like, it's a good song, you know, but we weren't feeling it yet.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure about it. So we took it in the studio, and a band came in and played it. And we're like, oh, that's a cool song. Yeah, we're like, we're putting that on the first record.
Yeah.
So, that song really came to life, and we were excited about it. So.
Yeah. And then numbers on a Mailbox, like a real tribute to your story.
Yeah, it is. The cool part about that is I did not write that.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It was written like 8 years ago, and the Warrens are like, hey, we got this song and it literally fits your life. And I was like, okay, let me hear it. And it was, I heard it and I was like, yep, that's going on there too. So it's really cool. It just tells a story about moving away at such a young age and missing home. And
what are the odds that they have that song in the catalog?
Oh, dude, it's like I don't even know how to explain that. It's like, what even? It's a God moment. That's what I say.
Yeah, like 8 years ago. Like, you're 13 when that song's written.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
And it sat for 8 years to be cut by a guy who moved away from home and who put a lot of stuff in mailboxes.
Yep. Telling you, everything happens for a reason, man.
That's crazy, dude. And then this latest one that you've put out, One for the Road, which we're loving, and another great one. What's that one? What went into that one?
Yeah, that's... I call that song a speeding ticket. You know, I've almost been pulled over a few times from listening to that song while driving. Very close calls.
Yeah.
But yeah, that song's really fun. That song happened on a whim, man. We wrote it in like 30 minutes and we were just dinking off. And some of the best songs happen from that, you know.
They just fall out.
They do. It's not planned. You know, it's just one of those moments that comes and it's like, yep, that's it. You know?
Yeah. So. That's crazy. So you've gotten to go on the road now.
Yes.
And do more than just your gigs locally in Ohio.
Yeah.
What's it been like being out with our boy Cam Marlowe? Another, just talk about a vocalist, similar to your style where it's like, you can just
oh yeah.
He could sing the phone book.
He's probably one of the best singers in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I will argue that. He is so good. His band is great. His crew is awesome. You know, these are some of the biggest crowds I've ever been in front of by far. And I won't forget the first feeling I had from our first show with him. I walked out and it's just like 2,000 people just screaming their heads off. It was so cool in a club. You know, it's just packed in there.
Where was that first show?
That was in Louisville, Kentucky. Or Lexington, I'm sorry.
Oh, was that Manchester?
Yep.
Manchester Music Hall,
yeah.
I know that room very well.
Super cool. And I was just so pumped. But it's been cool. I'm learning a lot from it. I'm learning a ton. And it's just really good to be with him. So he's a great guy, too.
Yeah, he is, man. And he's somebody else that got kind of an invite to town through buddies kind of just finding him
yep.
and being like, hey, dude, you got to get here. So yeah. It is similar in that regard,
yeah.
you know, where he was kind of doing his thing back in the Carolinas.
Yep.
So how many shows have you done with him now?
Three right now. So
okay, and you got a few more on the way.
Yeah, a few more, about like, I don't know, seven more, something, six more maybe.
That's wild. Then what's yeah. it like walk me through finding out about the Riley tour. Cause
oh gosh.
that's as good of a tour as you can possibly be on, dude.
No kidding. Yeah. Man, I was like, I don't even know if I was signed yet at this time. I can't remember. Maybe it was after. But anyways, Brian called me from the Neil agency.
Yeah.
He was like, hey man, I got this opportunity to go on tour with Riley Green. I was like, wait, the Riley Green that's like blowing up right now, you know, with Ella and on that song. And he's yeah. like, yeah. And so, yeah, he told me, like, if you want to go, you're in, man. You get first dibs. It was like, what? So I was like, heck yeah. So on like 12 shows or something with him and throughout the summer, June and August, we have a break in July. And it's just so cool. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just like, what is happening? It was at the time, too, when, you know, I signed a record deal and all that stuff. And, but they're like, what's your dream venue? And I was like, Red Rocks. And like 2 weeks later, Brian called me. He goes, hey, we put you on Red Rocks with Riley. I was like, what? I was like, this is unreal. Like, this is not even, like, what? He's like, yeah, man. I was like, okay, sounds good. So August 25th. Yeah, Red Rocks.
What were you doing August 25th of last year? Do you remember? Were you even here yet?
No, I was not. I moved. Oh, actually, yeah, I was. Sorry. I moved here in February 2024.
So you had not even a year, not even, like a little over a full year into being here, and you find out you're going to get to play your dream venue
yeah.
on one of the hottest tickets to be on.
Yeah, it is. Well, there's... And this is something I want to touch on, too. So much has happened so fast. It can get cloudy, you know? You start to, like, forget things that are happening.
Yeah.
There's so many big moments, and it's like, man, when's it just going to, like, slow down? But I'm super thankful for it, so.
That's wild, man. That's wild. And talk about this team that you have with you and being over at Valerie and being part of that encompassing Big Machine family, but specifically with Valerie. I mean, that's an imprint that's had some big things over the years and continues to do it with bringing on guys like yourself.
Yeah, Valerie's great. Some of the best people over there, man. I just went on radio tour last week with Chris Palmer and Adam Burns. And if y'all don't know who they are, they're radio reps for Valerie. And, dude, they're some of the funniest guys I've ever been with on the road.
I feel like you have to have guys or girls that can make you laugh when you're just going through all
they
that
They make
chaos.
It fun, man, and that's all that matters. They make it fun. And, you know, George Briner is awesome. He's the man. And Ashley, and it's just such a great team. And I love working with them. And they work very hard, that's for sure. They've done a lot.
Yeah, what's the chaos of radio tour been like? Because I've heard it's tougher than regular tour because you've got to make so many stops.
Yeah, you're always, you know, either flying or driving. You know, we flew into St. Louis, got in a car, drove a couple hours to the radio place, visited, sang three songs. You know, then you get back in the car and drive 7 hours to the next place. You know, it's just that type of stuff. Constant go, go, go.
Yeah. So,
but it's fun. I love it.
Yeah, what's it like to hear your song on the radio?
It is hard to believe, to be honest. I never thought in my life that I'd be playing on the radio. It's cool.
Yeah, because you grow up listening to songs on the radio, especially like the small town living in, riding around in the mail truck or walking and listening to it. And to now know that there's a kid in a small town hearing your song.
Yeah, that's what's cool. It's like, man, I was like that young kid hearing Chris Stapleton on the radio, and now this young kid growing up can hear me on the radio. It's just like super cool to get to be a part of that journey, you know, and that legendary, you know, moment is just so cool.
Yeah, and you talk about a guy like Chris Stapleton. Who were some of, what got you into country music? Is there a moment like growing up? Because the rock and roll influence is clearly there. Like, you're a classic rock kid, which I grew up on that too. But for you, what was the moment where you're like, I love country music?
Man, that's kind of a hard question. There's just so many factors. you know, like I said, I grew up listening to Stapleton, Bob Seger, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Journey, Foo Fighters, which a little bit of the rock side comes from Foo Fighters, which is interesting. It's not country at all. But they're one of my favorite bands.
Oh, yeah. One of the best bands of all time.
Oh, yeah. Huge. Dave Grohl. Yeah. But I don't know, man. I was doing choir in high school, and we were singing those types of stuff, and I just wasn't really digging it. I mean, it was fun, and I learned how to sing a lot, but I really started getting into like the covers and country music when I started playing bar gigs and stuff, you know, when I got out of high school, and people were just really liking the country. So I was like, no, I'll just sing country. But I love country. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Favorite Foo Fighters song?
Oh,
it's tough to pick.
The Pretender.
Yeah.
Probably.
That music video is iconic. I think I remember as a kid watching, because I'm a little bit older than you. I just hit 30, so I'm officially old.
You're not.
Officially old at 30. Oh, no. You got a lot of time, bro. I think they played Pretender at the Grammys, like, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And just seeing that. And the fact that Dave Grohl's, like, people don't really, like, I mean, everybody knows that he was the drummer for freaking Nirvana.
Yeah.
And then he goes and fronts his own thing. Did you go to a lot of concerts growing up?
Not a whole lot, no. I went to John Mayer. He was another big influence, by the way. Yeah. I loved John Mayer.
I can
Mayer.
See that in the songwriting.
Yeah, John Mayer's awesome. I'd seen Stapleton a couple times, and then there was one more I seen. I can't remember, but yeah, only like 4 or 5 concerts growing up. Not very many.
Is that just because of where you were living, where there weren't a whole lot of them and it'd be a drive?
Columbus was the closest. It's about an hour, you know?
I love Columbus.
Yeah, I do too. It's cool.
It's a fun town.
Cool town.
Yeah. Wait till you have you gotten to play the Bluestone yet?
Not yet.
Be a special moment.
You know, it was really funny. I have a funny story. I seen Jackson Dean there. That's another concert. He's awesome, by the way, Jackson.
Oh yeah, another powerhouse vocalist. That came up young. Yeah.
And so before, I'm trying to think here. Before I came to Nashville, I heard about the Bluestone, and I was like, hey, I reached out to the owner just on DM, and I was like, dude, I'd love to open up sometime, just do an acoustic set. And he's like, oh, I got to hear you live and stuff. And I was like, well, I can send you some songs that I've done. And he's like, I got to hear you live. So now, you know, after all this touring and stuff, he reached out to my agent and was like, hey, can we get Preston to play at the Bluestone? And I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, he's a great guy, and I love the Bluestone, man. I want to play there super bad.
Yeah, dude, it's cool when an old church gets turned into a music venue. The acoustics in there are unmatched.
Oh, yeah.
I remember selling merch in there back in my past life before all the Raised Rowdy stuff. I used to be on the road with the Muscadine Bloodline guys.
Mm-hmm.
I remember selling T-shirts in there before COVID, and the crowds there are wild, too.
Yeah,
man.
That's cool, man.
You can have a ball. That first headlining show in Ohio is going to be really cool, too.
Yeah, I'm excited. In a country concert.
Yeah.
The saloon stage. Be there.
The saloon stage is wild, too, man. To me, it's the best. And I might be a little bit biased, but it's the best side stage of any festival.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet. So.
Dude, it's massive. It's there. They own the property, so it's there all year long. Like, last year we saw Ella there, and there were probably about 7,000-8,000 people at the side stage alone.
So she was playing the saloon.
Yeah. The year before that, Bailey Zimmerman played the saloon.
That's interesting. They're all like huge now.
Yeah, dude. Well, they know how to pick them. And for you being an Ohio guy to play a festival that's been around for, I believe it's about 40 years, family owned, BYOB. Yeah. Like, it is, if you're part.
I think like Paul Barhorse.
Yeah, Paul and Scott Barhorse. We're good friends with the Barhorse. We love you, Paul and Scott.
Yeah.
But they, it's just such like a, it's if, and there's no hotels within like a 30 mile radius. So everybody there camps, like we camp in tents and we're there
That's
all 4 days.
So cool.
Like
dude.
it is the ultimate like Western Ohio
I'm
experience,
excited.
Dude.
Yeah. It's really cool. Well, you know, management, Chris told me, he's like, hey man, you're they want you to headline country concert at the Saloon Stage. I was like, headline, you know, I thought it opened. And he's like, no, they want you to headline. I just thought that was the coolest thing, because all my hometown folks will come out and have a have a blast. So.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing like it. And like I said, all the guys and girls that have done that slot before.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage for the people that go, because it's like you'll have kids there, but it's like you hit a certain age, the parents are like, all right, you can go to country college.
Right.
It's a BYOB event. You're camping in a field. Like it's, it feels like a time machine. It feels like you're partying in like 10 years prior. Yeah, and people love the music, man.
Yeah, they do. Fun. It's all about the music, man.
It is. So, speaking about the music, we got to talk about this album that you just announced, Toledo Talkin', man.
Yeah, Toledo
What's
Talkin'.
It like to have a record coming out?
Man, it's... jeez. Once again, a lot of whirlwind moments, you know, so fast. But having a record out is just cool, you know. I wanted 12 songs on it because I just... goes back to the old times, you know, like the Eagles and Bob Seger. They just had like 12 to 15 songs. And it just felt like an album. It had quality songs, you know, and I think that was super cool. And we're also getting a vinyl made, which is awesome for my first record. That's insane. So, yeah, we'll have to get you a vinyl in here.
Oh, dude, we will happily have a Preston Cooper vinyl in here, man. So with those songs, 9 of the 12 written and co-writes with the Warren Brothers. What's it been like co-writing with those guys, with like your big brothers or your uncles or however, whatever the dynamic
like
is
my
like
uncles,
with
yeah,
those
they're,
guys?
They're the cool uncles. Yeah.
What's it like having nine of the 12 songs being written with like your Nashville family, the guys that and got you here?
Well, we've created this relationship, and it's almost like we're a band. We write like a band, you know, and that's what's so cool, because we instantly just know where each other's going without even saying it, you know. We can just look at each other and we're like, yeah, and we're, you know, even lyrically, it's like we just know where each other's going, and it's really fun to write with them because it's easy, you know. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard, you know, we're stumped, you know, and we're sitting there for like an hour trying to figure out one line, you know. It can get a little annoying, but it's just part of it. It's really cool though, having those.
Yeah,
guys.
You're out there. It's you talk about how you love hunting. You're out there hunting for a lyric. You're hunting for a song.
Yep, you are. So it's all about finding that lyric. You'll know when you find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's one of your favorites that isn't out yet on the record? Because we've got quite a few of them out right now. About a third. I'm guessing the four songs that are out will be on there, right?
Yeah.
So you've got a third of the record out, but what's one that we don't know that's on there?
That's a hard question. I love almost all the songs are great. Well, I love all of them, but I would say Headed Home is such a cool song for me. The way it was recorded too, you know, there's strings on it. There's a 13-piece orchestra on there. And it's just like one of those powerful songs to me. And it's funny because we often forget about that song. You know, it's the last song on the record. So it's one of my favorites.
And with the title like Headed Home, like that makes sense to be the final song on the record. Is it last on purpose?
It is. It's a very spiritual, you know, hopeful song. And to have that as the last song on the record, somebody can take something away from that, you know, and just feel positive in life, you know.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So this transition to being down here in Nashville.
Yeah.
What have you liked? What do you miss about home? You've been here a little over a year now.
Yeah, I love, you know, all the friendships that I've been making. It's easy to just, like, call somebody and be there in, like, 5 minutes. You know?
Yeah.
You can just hang out. It's a hang town, man. You know that. And just being able to write with a lot of people and just being in the business. I feel like you're just embedded in the business when you're here, you know. For any upcoming musicians, move here. It's the best thing you could do for your career. It's the best thing I could have done.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I did. But I miss family, you know, at home, missing the countryside and in the woods. I miss the woods big time, man, because I grew up just always being out in the woods.
Yeah, and they're different. We've got woods down here, but it's a different.
It is different.
Different thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, but yeah, it's been cool here. I do like it. It's fast-paced. I'm a fast-paced person. I don't like a lot of idle time, you know? I get bored fast.
Same.
So, yeah.
Same, dude. Yeah, I always tell people, because we have a lot of, like, a lot of artists and songwriters that listen to this that are in different pockets around the country that are like, oh, I want to know what's going on. Let me listen to one of the Raise Rowdy pods, which is, shout out to everybody watching and listening. But I always tell them, like, if you want to play the game, you want to win, you got to be on the field.
Yep.
And the field is right here in Nashville.
Yeah, it is. You have to play the game.
Yeah.
It's just, I've learned that very fast too. Yeah. So
it's cool. Yeah. Where are some of your favorite spots that you like going in town? Or do you not? Or are you so busy you don't even get out that much?
I don't go.
I know you're not. I know you're not a big night. I would imagine you're not a huge nightlife guy.
Not really. I do like my peaceful nights, you know, at home. And but yeah, I mean, some places I do like that are like more down in Franklin is like Kimbrough's is super cool.
Ooh yeah,
that's where I started open mic when I first moved here. I played open mic there every Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, just to get out. I was like, I gotta find somewhere to go and play, man, because I couldn't get gigs because nobody knew me.
Yeah.
And I met a few friends from there, and Fox and Lock and Leaper's Fork is one of my favorites. Kind of outside of Nashville, but super cool places.
Yeah, it probably feels as much like Ohio as it does Nashville to be in like the small town environment.
It does. Where I love it. That's why I kind of like it out there. It reminds me of home. Yeah. So a lot of pastures out in Leaper's Fork too.
Yeah, cattle. It's beautiful out there.
It's so beautiful. Someday maybe live there, but
I'd say you're on the right path.
We'll see. We'll find out.
I'd say you're on the right path. What's it like having this all happen so young too? Like you're a 21-year-old kid. Like so many people, like usually the typical like 21-year-olds in college figuring out what they're gonna do with their life. You move here and you're kind of getting like your what would be your latter years of college. You're getting that experience being in Nashville.
I've thought about that. You know, oftentimes I forget that I'm 22.
Oh, you're 22. Okay.
Yeah, 22. I thought you were
when did you just
turn 22 March.
Okay. Well, happy belated birthday. Welcome
Thank
to
you, man.
20. Okay. So 8 more years till you're my age. Hell yeah.
8. Yep. But yeah, I just sometimes I feel so much older because of how much has happened. Usually, you know, I had a vocal coach. Her name's Yvonne Sanson. Wonderful lady. And she lives in Alabama now, but she was like, Preston, you just skipped 10 years of, you know, bar gigs and stuff and just trying to make all that happen. And that really hit me the other day, just with everything happening. But it's been a whirlwind, like I said before. And, you know, I can't wait to see where I'm at 30.
Yeah.
That's crazy, you know, and all that's happened in a year, let alone 8 years from now. So.
Yeah, dude, you just got to buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Yep. So I say ride the wave, man. Ride the wave while it lasts.
Yeah. Ride the wave, man. What's been the most oh shoot moment where you're like, I can't believe that just happened?
Probably the Opry reaching out and wanting me to play. Yeah, that's been the oh crap moment. You know, not too long ago actually that happened. I played there for a private gig, and they seen me, and they're like, oh, we want you to have your debut, like, as soon as you can. I'm like, copy that. I'll be there. So, yeah.
Yeah, because you're such a lover of, like, music history, too.
Mm-hmm.
So to have that, that's got to be, like, a bucket list thing. What are some other bucket list items?
Well, obviously, Red Rocks. The Ryman's actually somewhere I really want to play. I've always heard the Ryman is a special place.
Yeah.
You know, it's just got a history as well. You know, it used to be the old Opry. So, yeah, the Ryman's probably one of my biggest.
Have you been over there yet?
I've not. I've been outside of it. I haven't been in there yet.
Yeah, I've been to a couple shows in there. I saw Jason Isbell in there. When he does his week, I forget if it's like a whole week or it's like 5 days, but he'll do like consecutive nights there. And I saw him there 2019. And then I saw Cody Johnson there.
That's awesome.
And that was
Cody's
like
school.
2019 Kojo, which was wild.
Yeah, the OG. It's cool. Cody's great.
Yeah. Who are some people that you've gotten to meet where you're like, I love their music and they're really cool guys or girls too?
One of my biggest influences probably Vince Gill. I did get to write some songs with him.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's insane.
And he was just, I grew up on the Eagles too, and he was telling me stories about the Eagle band and all that stuff, so. That was probably one of the coolest, and we still, you know, talk and stuff. It's really cool. But Zach Topp was a recent one.
Oh, dude.
Love that guy.
And he's another member of the Raise Rowdy alumni, man. Nick and Kurt had him on the pod about 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's cool.
And he's one of the guys when, like, he walked in. That was back when we were doing the podcast in Nick's extra bedroom. Mm-hmm. So Zach came over to the house, and it's like the moment he walked in the door, he just had this aura to him. And this was a couple years ago.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Before he popped off and then hung out and smoked cigars with him. And just
cool.
Great dude. And
he
you're
is.
Part of this wave of, like, the cowboy hat coming back.
And yeah.
Guys that did the damn thing. And Zach's a part of that too.
Right. Yeah, for sure. He's like, I met him at CRS. That's where I seen him. And I was like, such a big fan. I was like, dude, can I get a picture? So he didn't know who I was. And he's like, sure, man. So it was pretty neat experience. And Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts, I met him there as well. Yeah. And he's so great. The whole band is awesome. Just cool.
That's cool. What's it like coming up in this time where there's so much like genre blending and fusion going on, but the true like country storytelling of past days is like at the forefront as well?
Yeah. It's just, songwriting to me is amazing. It's just, there's something about it that's historical. It doesn't go away. And it's timeless. So.
Yeah, and it's like right now is a chapter where it's that eight, those 90s, 2000 style songs that the Warren Brothers were crafting. Mm-hmm. Like, that's back in, and for those to be the guys that are in your corner that you're creating with.
Red Solo Cup. Yeah. It's funny, that song was nominated for the dumbest song of the year or something like that, but it's so funny.
Yeah, just a jam, which is
Great. Yeah, every time I've been to a couple songwriting shows with them, and every time they play it, the crowd just loses it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, their whole catalog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nuts.
Highway Don't Care, Felt Good on My Lips, some good ones.
Yeah, all the good McGraw songs,
yeah.
Man.
Yep.
That's wild stuff. What do you like doing? I know you enjoy hunting. Have you gotten to go out at all down here, or have you had to go back to Ohio for that?
I have had to go back to Ohio. No hunting down here. Hopefully this spring, though, I have a couple buddies that own some land. We can do some turkey hunting. I'm super big into turkey hunting.
Yeah.
So if y'all songwriters or artists out there watching this, I love to turkey hunt.
Do you know how to do the turkey call?
Yeah, I do. Do you actually gobble? Yeah, I called in my first Tom by myself and got him solo. I was super proud of myself for that because it was super hard. But that was up in Ohio on my uncle's land, and yeah.
How do you do it? Because I've had my buddy Andy Austin do it. He's like a big turkey guy where he goes out. Or Gary Stanton from Muscadine has done it before. How do you do it?
Like, I like turkey to use call the croak too.
Oh, you don't do it by hand, so you do it with a tool.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, I do both, but I also like the chalk. That's cool. It's harder, but
what's the chalk? What is that? Like, does that sound like their legs or?
It's like a round chalkboard, and you have this, you know, I don't know what it's called, but it's like this pin thing, and you just like, you know, do that and you make the noises of a turkey, you know. Wow. The sounds. Yeah,
I see. I've never been hunting, and I'm from New York, so I've never done it.
Yeah, I don't know all the technical names of it. I just know how,
just
to,
know
do
how
it.
To do it.
Yeah, I just, I was like, I don't know, but
that's
awesome. I love to fish, and hiking's one of my bigger hobbies.
Oh, there's a lot of that not far
yeah,
from
I've,
here.
I've been out to a ton of places here, so I love to hike. It's very good for my mental state as well.
Yeah. How do you keep mental sanity with all the craziness that's going on? Because like you said, it's happened very fast and a lot of it gets cloudy where it's like all these big moments happening one after one after one. How do you keep yourself grounded and in a mentally good place to keep going?
I think the way I grew up, you know, is a big part in that and helping me stay humble and stuff. But yeah, hiking's great for me because it just gets me out in nature, and it's like, man, you know, it slows everything down, and you can just focus on the trail, and it's cool for me personally. It works, but it's just, I don't know, just growing up the way I did keeps me humble, and all the people surrounded me, they also keep me grounded, you know. And just going back to my roots is important too.
Yeah, what's the family dynamic like back home growing up? You got any brothers and sisters?
Got a sister. Got a sister? Older sister. She's like my biggest fan. She's funny. She gives me crap because sometimes I say my mom's my biggest fan. She's like, hey. But no.
How much older is she then? Yeah.
She's 11 years older than I am.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was interesting. My mom's like, I never thought you'd be a musician, especially to this level, but so. Yeah, it's cool. Mom and dad and my uncle Joe. So I have some good people in my life.
Yeah, do they get down here to Nashville very often?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, they're gonna come down this summer a lot and watch me with Riley and Franklin, and it'll be a really fun time. But they're coming up to Michigan this weekend for the Cameron show. So.
Nice. Is that at the intersection? What town of Michigan is it?
Adrian.
Oh, Adrian. Okay, so it's not.
Some like gymnasium or something.
Oh, nice.
It's like a gym, and they just bring a stage in, and they just pack a bunch of people in there. That'd be cool.
What's been like the coolest room you've gotten to do so far?
Probably the Bluebird and the Opry. Those are the two biggest, probably.
Yeah.
I did not stand in the circle, by the way, at the Opry.
Because you're like, it's not.
It's not time yet. I was like, it's not my debut, you know. I did not stand in the circle. They're like, you sure? And I was like, nope, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
So, just one of those things, man.
That's awesome, man. What kind of food do you like to eat? Have you gotten into the Southern Mexican food thing yet?
Oh, yeah.
They freaking love Mexican food down here. I was blown away by how many Mexican restaurants there are.
Yeah, like, it's great.
I thought it'd just be barbecue and fast food.
And it's different than Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
It's better. You know,
yeah.
It's good.
It's better than New York, bro.
Oh, yeah. 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 And I like cilantro's over in Berry Hill. It's one of my favorite places.
That's a good spot.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites. So, yeah, Mexican's a big deal for me.
Hell yeah. What's the order?
The biggest. Probably Harris Campalo. Probably cheese sauce on top of chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Super simple, but it's good.
See, I just order chicken, cheese, and rice. I don't even know the fancy name for it.
Yeah.
And what is it?
Harris Campolos.
Harris Campolos.
Or it's like Harris Campolo or something like that. I think it's close to that.
Okay. I'm going to try that next time I go.
It's pretty good.
That's awesome, dude.
Just covered in cheese sauce, queso. It's good.
Yeah, bro. I mean, you put cheese sauce on anything.
Yep. And the chips and salsa is like one of the things. Everybody, when they're like, you want to go hang out and have lunch? And like, yeah, let's go get chips and salsa. That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
So
that is the way down here. You a big sports guy or not?
Not really. No, not really. I mean, I know football, Ohio State, go Buckeyes. That's about the only thing I know about.
Yeah, I feel like you have to be a Buckeyes fan if you're from Ohio.
Go Buckeyes. Yeah,
I feel like you have to be. And it's like the greeting call. I learned that my first time going to Ohio, where you just yell out OH and the reply is IO. It's just you want
to
make friends in
Ohio.
I'm gonna
have to do that at country concert.
Oh, dude, you say that, they're gonna love you anyway. They're gonna love you. Hometown guy.
Yeah.
Electric show, they're gonna love you, but you hit them with an OH at country concert, especially that late in the day in the headlining slot on the saloon stage, they're gonna explode, bro. You're gonna see all kinds of stuff.
That's gonna be
awesome. What are the big goals for this year? I know we got the record coming out. You've got some big touring opportunities. You're in a position that you hoped you would get to, but probably didn't imagine it coming this fast. So what are the goals now as we're about a quarter of the way through 2025? Yeah.
Man, just writing more songs and recording more stuff. That's probably the next big thing. And but yeah, just playing shows. I want to book out the rest of this year, which is happening pretty fast, which is wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, just playing more shows and bigger crowds. It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. Has there been what's it like doing having like fan interactions and stuff like that? Whether it's people reaching out on social media or it's going over to the merch table and doing the meet and greet thing after a show with Cam or something like that. What's it been like meeting people that you're having an impact on them through your music?
It's special. It's a really special thing to play live. But I do have a funny story. Like in Texas, I thought it was going to be a hard crowd. In Texas, it's a hard crowd. You know, they cross their arms and you have to prove yourself. You know, and I was playing that show with Cameron and they seemed to like it. They were really loud and I was like, dang, I was getting a nod of approval from all the cowboys and. It was really cool, but they came up to the merch table and bought some shirts and stuff. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just Texas is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, the crossover, it used to be like, man, you're from Nashville. I don't mess with your kind of stuff. Like it was like that when I was touring with Gary and Charlie back in 2019. And it's like that bridge has changed. And if you're, I think it depends on what flavor of country you're really in.
Yes.
As well. Like you're flying around stage and you're playing the country and the Western.
Yeah.
Like you're
both
hitting it.
And
but also the rock and roll elements. Yeah. Where it's you're gonna have fun. You might tear up at a moment, but you're gonna have a damn good time at a Preston Cooper show. So I feel like it's gonna work in any market.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. And it was funny because I was in Texas for the first time the other day playing that show and I said that to the crowd. I was like, hey, this is my first time in Texas. And all these cowboys came up to me after and like, man, we thought you were going to get eaten alive. And they're like, you proved us wrong. So it was just really cool.
Where in Texas was it?
It was in Cedar Park. I think it was like just north of Austin.
Oh, yeah. I've been through Cedar Park.
Yeah.
I went to a club called the Wild West out there years ago. And Texas, it's just, there's guys that spend their whole careers. Like, you got to think Cody Johnson, before he signed his deal here in Nashville, he mm-hmm. spent almost a decade exclusively playing Texas. Like, it's cool, such man. A big market.
They have their, like, own market, I think.
Oh, it's their own
literally,
scene.
It's their own, yeah, it's their own scene. It's cool as heck. I need to go to Austin and check that out.
But. Yeah, dude. Austin, Fort, like, the Stockyards in Fort mm-hmm. Worth. Like, there's a lot out there that you got to get to, man.
For sure.
Where's a state? Obviously, Red Rocks is bucket list, the Ryman. But where's, like, a state where you're like, I want to do a show there? Because I know you want to go all over the place, but there's got to be a spot where you're like, it'd be cool to go out there and play a show.
Yeah, Montana would be cool, which we are playing there with Riley. And so I'm super excited about that. Forget the name of the venue, but I'm super excited about that. Montana's beautiful, I've heard. Yeah. Never been out there. But.
That's one of the few states. I think I've been to 43 states.
Okay.
And nice, I'm from man. The Northeast, which is, nice. Which I'm, Northeast, it's like all the states are only like an hour or two away from each other. It's mm-hmm. very compact up there.
Yeah.
So it kind of gives me a little bit of an advantage when you can drive through the whole state of New Jersey in like yeah. 3 hours.
Right. You know? I didn't get a chance to like really travel growing up. You know, we went to like North Carolina and Florida a couple times on yeah. vacation, but this is like my first time I've been out West. So yeah. it's super cool. All these new states. It's funny. My tour manager's like just laughing because I'm like, oh, look at that. And he's like, it's crazy how you haven't seen that yet. So
yeah, what are you traveling around in right now?
Sprinter van. Yeah, that's kind of the thing right now.
Yeah,
it's fun being with the guys in a van. It's, you're close together. And
dude, some of my
fun
favorite
times.
Some of the, because I was fortunate to do some bus touring and do some like bandwagon stuff and do fly dates and all of that, mm-hmm. but there's something special about being in the van
there is.
With the boys yeah. and it's like you're on a team. It's like you're on like a high school athletic team where you're traveling to a game.
Yep.
Show day is game day. And you go through, some of it's hell, but
yeah,
it's
some
the,
of it.
But you get so many stories out of it.
Man. You do. And it's funny because like the most fun I think I have personally is after the show when we get on the van, because we're driving like, you know, 3 to 5 hours after the show.
Yeah.
And our adrenaline's just like so up here that we're just goofy and we're just having a blast, dude. It's so funny.
What are your go-to gas station? Like if you roll up to a Bucky's or a Love's or a Pilot or something like that.
Man, I love, well, obviously water. I drink a ton of water on the road because
okay,
you get
good.
Dehydrated fast.
Good, man. That's important.
Yeah, I was like, I got to keep my voice in.
Hydration is key, bro.
It is. It is. Man, I love Goldfish. Super
okay.
weird thing, but I love Goldfish.
I mean,
just
go
the
with
salty
go,
taste.
Yeah, and go with what you know.
Yeah. Bucky's has this sandwich. It's like the Texas cheesesteak something.
Yeah.
So good. Oh, it's dude. Like my favorite thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bucky's.
They're
slaps.
The best. They are. Yeah.
I love going to Bucky's when either it's really busy or it's really dead. I love the two extremes.
Yeah.
Like you go to a Bucky's on like a Sunday afternoon, mm-hmm. like right as church lets out.
Right.
And it's just chaos. And there's people everywhere. And you see all the little kids running away from their parents. It's nuts.
Yeah.
But then
it
you
is
also,
crazy.
Then you go in at like 2 a.m.
It's
and
like
you're the only ones in
amusement
there.
Amusement park in there.
Oh, dude, it's crazy.
I do love coffee, though. That's a big thing. In the okay. mornings when we get up, you know, 5 a.m, we're hitting the road, you know, on the van. Coffee. I love coffee. I drink like 4 cups in the morning. My band's like, dude, I just love it.
Yeah. I used to be a Bang Energy guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Which those are 300 milligrams per can.
That's insane.
And
man.
I found myself at the merch table with a can of Copenhagen and 2 Bangs. And I was like, this is not sustainable.
Yeah. I've never been in the energy drinks. Yeah, I bet they're like...
Coffee's a much better, yeah. much better caffeinated yeah. option.
I don't even really drink it for that reason either. I just like the aesthetic of it. Just like coffee. The name. It's like cool.
Just start the day out.
It tastes good too.
Do you put anything in there or you just drink it black?
Both. I mean, I can do both. I do like creamer every now and then, but sometimes just black.
So black coffee, start the day. You wake up in some town, the sun's rising.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, the sunrise in Texas was beautiful.
Oh, dude!
On the way there.
Wait till you get out to like Kansas and Oklahoma, bro. The sun rising over the fields in Kansas.
Well, we were driving through Oklahoma, you know, to get to Texas, and I seen that too. That was amazing. Awesome.
Yeah. Are you ever driving the van, or are you mm-hmm. like no?
No.
Sit back.
You got a driver. Yeah.
You got a driver. Nice.
James, give him a hand, man. He works his tail off. He's cool.
That's cool, dude. Yeah, because that was my thing. I know some artists like and like get behind the wheel, because for me it's like the ride always goes faster when I'm in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
But then at the same time it's like getting the layout across the across the row and chill out.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's important too.
The van's, it's only a 4-piece van for now, and it's cool because the van's so big we each get our own like spot.
Oh, dude,
our own row.
That's the way to do it.
There's still rows in the middle that aren't even filled, so we're all spread out. That's it's funny great. Because we don't like yell to each other. We just text each other when we're in the same car.
That's awesome.
It's pretty funny.
That's awesome. What are the guys in the band like? Walk me through who you got.
Oh, man. We got Eli, lead guitar player. He's long-haired rock and roll.
Nice.
Grew up on Van Halen.
You need that.
Yeah, you do. And Marshall, he's also got long hair, and he's one of the best players, best bass players I've ever met in my life.
Nice.
He's so cool. He's super tall. He's from Iowa. And then actually, Eli, guitar player, is from my hometown.
Really?
Cardington. Close. It's not quite there.
Did you know him up there? Or you met him down
we
here?
We went to high school together.
Oh, wow.
We've been playing for like 8 years now together. So took him with me. And Luke, my drummer, he's been drumming for a long time in the professional scene. He played for Connor Smith for a while.
I know Luke. Luke Sumner,
yeah,
right?
Sumner.
Yeah, I know him very well. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
he's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's my drummer, and he's been great. He's been teaching me a lot, for sure.
Yeah, it's cool. It's nice to have a guy in the band that's done it with,
oh yeah,
like, understands.
Yeah, him and Marshall are like, they know what's up. Yeah. So it's good for Eli and I. We've been learning a lot on the road.
That's awesome. And it's so cool to have a hometown guy, like, have your guy with you who's been with you.
It is cool.
Every step of the way.
It is so fun, man. We have a blast.
What are his thoughts on everything going on, man? It's got to be a whirlwind watch.
Just... It is a whirlwind for him, for sure. You know, the nerves and stuff. It's funny because, you know, we played some bar gigs together, but nothing like this.
Yeah.
So both of us together are like having the same feelings, and it's super cool to experience together.
That's awesome, man. Dude, well, I'm so freaking excited for
Thank you,
man. And so happy we were able to get you on here.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Anything
it's
we
cool.
anything we can ever do in the Raised Rowdy world, and I am so
Thank
pumped
you. That
you're
means
playing
a lot.
The damn saloon stage.
Yeah, it's going to be
That's
fun.
That's going to be wild and
headlining it.
Headlining
That's
like
so
it,
wild.
Dude. Oh, dude.
We're going to have a blast.
We're going to have a ball, man. Look forward to meeting your band guys, and we'll get them decked out in some hats and shirts
Let's
and
do
everything.
It.
And
yeah,
we'll,
I'm sure they'd
we'll
love
party,
it.
And if any of you guys are into cigars, we'll have our cigars with us and our surf side with
All
us,
right,
and
man.
We'll have a ball, and we'll kick it for sure.
I'm sure
man.
They'll be hitting some of that surf side for sure.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome, man. Well, One for the Road just came out, and Toledo Talkin' coming out May 30th, man.
Yeah.
A little over a month from right now.
I'm so excited. Yeah, it's my first album. It's crazy to think about.
What's something, just to kind of close out here, what's something that you would tell that kid 8 years ago that's kind of toying around with the idea of music, or that guy that's on the mail route, on the mail route back in Fredericktown that's walking 14 miles a day.
I love that you ask that because that's such a big deal to me for people coming up, you know?
Yeah, what's it like? What would you tell that kid that's walking, putting mail in, humming melodies, trying to piece it together?
Yeah.
Maybe this could be a dream that could happen one day.
Yeah, man, just keep going, you know, keep going. Don't give up. And just keep your family close too. That's going to be important in the journey. But yeah, just keep that legendary musical thing going on. You know, that's the hope with my music, is that these young kids hear it and it's an inspiration for them to continue on to make great music for the future generations. So that's my hope. So
that's awesome.
Keep on going. Don't give up, and just work hard. Work hard.
That's awesome, dude. Hell yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on, dog.
Thanks,
well,
man. I appreciate
welcome
it.
To the Raised Rowdy family, man. Honored to have you. And we'll get you some hats. We'll send the gang home with some Surfside.
All right.
Or they can drink. Keep the team happy.
Yeah, no kidding. Be in the buzz like,
oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah, dude. No, from what I've heard,
maybe after the show.
Because I don't drink either. So it's like, but from what I've heard,
man.
From what I've heard, they're very delicious. No carbonation, no bubbles, just tea, lemonade, and some vodka. So people,
that's really cool,
people
actually.
Seem to
I'm
like
sure
them.
That's really good.
Yeah, people seem to like them. It's fun. I'm the sober guy.
Don't tempt me now.
Yeah,
I'm sober too.
It's cool that you're coming out. It's funny. Look, we'll close out with this. Actually, look at the date that's on May 30th. May 30th,
no
2016. That's the day that I got sober.
Congratulations.
So your cool. My 9-year sobriety anniversary will be the day that you're first
nine
album
years.
Comes
Dude,
out.
Congratulations.
And that's it comes awesome. Out. It happens the day that Toledo Talkin' comes
that's
out.
So wild.
That's wild, man.
You know, that's like the 1 millionth moment like that that's happened in this whole career. It's like, it's just all kinds of stuff like that. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So,
it's wild.
Cool,
dude.
Man. That's
well,
really neat.
Keep doing you and keep making great songs and keep being so humble and so hungry with what you're doing, man. Because it's working and it's so cool to watch this rocket ship take off. And
Thank you.
So well deserved. And good things happen to good people. And you happen to be a great guy. So great things are happening. Y'all be sure to check out our boy Preston Cooper. You can visit PrestonCooperMusic.com. Look him up on all the socials. Get out to a show. He's got a few dates left with Cameron Marlowe on Keeping the Lights On tour and the Riley Green Damn Country Music tour. And if you're coming to country concert, mark it down. The Saloon Stage, it's going to be wild. Definitely get out there. Pre-save Toledo Talkin' and go check out the songs from the record that are out. We love this kid very much. And thank you again so much for coming on.
Yeah, well,
thank you. Of course, dude. Shout out to our friends from Surfside, Vodka Lemonade, Vodka Tea, No Bubbles, No Troubles. Go surfing with us. Get an ice cold Surfside in your hand. And for more on us, visit RaiseRally.com. For my man Preston, I'm Matt Barilla. This has been Outside the Round.
Thank you.
Been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Only got a couple tricks on my sleeve, they usually just make them leave. So if you know me, if you really know me, you know I'm just a two.